Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar has died. The Republican led the state from 1991 through 1999. WBEZ's Brian Mackey has more.
Edgar was a fiscal conservative, but moderate on social issues like abortion. He was also relatively popular, unlike many of his successors, two of whom went to prison and two of whom were defeated for re-election. Shortly before leaving office, Edgar told public radio listeners how he wanted to be remembered.
I would hope that people had trust in me, not always agreed with me, but felt that, I was trying to do my best and did a good job.
Edgar was a lifelong Republican, but broke from his party as it was taken over by President Donald Trump. Edgar had been getting treatment for pancreatic cancer. His family says he died Sunday morning in Springfield at the age of 79. I'm Brian Mackey.
The Quad Cities community and Illinois' top political leaders are mourning the passing of Rock Island County board member and longtime political consultant Porter McNeil. The 65-year-old died on Friday after a four-year battle with cancer. In a statement, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said, quote, Porter's passing leaves an irreplaceable hole in the community that he loved so fiercely, end quote. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, meanwhile, released a statement saying McNeil was a dear friend who, quote, knew the Quad Cities and people respected his honesty and his values, end quote. Also sharing the condolences were David Axelrod, former senior advisor to President Barack Obama, and local state senator Mike Halpin. McNeil had served on the Rock Island County Board since 2021. He was a longtime presence in political circles in the Quad Cities. That included as the Illinois Communications Director for the Kerry Edwards presidential campaign in 2004 and as a Democratic National Convention delegate. Lincoln Irving Elementary School students will attend classes at Western Illinois University's Quad Cities campus for the 2026-27 school year. The Moline Coal Valley School District is in the process of closing down its 127-year-old Willard Elementary School. The district plans to renovate and expand the current Lincoln Irving building to accommodate both student populations. Superintendent Rachel Savage says the partnership with WIU allows them to save costs by not having to find a non-school structure to then renovate for students and staff.
It also allowed for our costs to be fixed, meaning we knew there weren't going to be large amounts of renovations, large amounts of repairs. We are able to have a good idea of what average costs for utilities are, and we're really able to better budget for what these costs would be.
Savage says the expansion project includes the relocation cost. The school district will pay WIU $20,000 per month for the lease. Once construction is completed in mid-2027, both elementary schools will merge into one school with a new mascot. This is WVIK News.